I enjoy it. I get a kick out of it.
Yeah, it's neat.
If I had money, I'd like to travel and meet all. You know, what I got on this talk show, see, they like me to talk because I have that brogue, accent, you know. They don't want me to change that accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
what talk show are you talking about?
Well, it's on WFAA. It's called Herb Typical.
Yeah?
Comes out of Salt Lake City.
Huh.
I've got hundreds of letters. They've sent me, one bunch in Canada sent me a $10 check, you know, one of them traveler's check, whatever you call it.
Well, what
kind? I was in the hospital.
Yeah? Well, what do you do? You broadcast, or what do you...
Yeah, I just talk over the phone, play my music over the phone, talk.
Yeah?
They're waiting for me now. They want me to start, but I'm too busy in the field. I can't stay up at night and do my work like I want to.
Yeah.
And I'll have plenty of time this winter.
Yeah, well, what kind of thing? Do you call them up and...
You just call, and they have about 25 phones, and Texas has two, and you got to call on that line that comes out of... You don't want to call on another state because they're not, other people will be wrong.
I see.
And so, maybe the phone will ring. I've had it ring 2.5 hours before they ever have time. You got to sit there and wait and listen over the radio. You say, you know, he'll tell you when he's going to call North Texas.
Uh-huh.
And,
that's real neat. I never heard of that. It
comes only 12 to 5 o'clock.
Well, that's why I never heard of it. I'm always asleep.
You just think people are asleep at night.
Yeah?
Half the people
up.
Are awake.
Oh,
all the radio stations are going. They used to not hardly run at night. Now they all run it. And they make money, see, commercially. You know, commercials all.
I sure didn't know they did that kind of thing, because I'm asleep then.
Well, it's a habit. I've been all night. I've sat up all night.
Well, don't you feel terrible the next day?
No, but it makes you sleep good the next night.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
See, you can get too much sleep, like too much eating. Overeat, oversleep.
Yeah.
You wonder why you can't sleep. Yeah, like I tell everybody, hey, I didn't sleep good last night. I say, there's one cure for it. Sit up all night. One night. Don't sleep a wink. You'll fall asleep and you're going to sleep like a baby.
That's true.
Yeah, most people sleep too much. It softens the muscles and your bones. And you go to so many hours after that, you go to deteriorating sleep.
Uh-huh.
You destroy yourself. You ever been in the hospital? You ever lay in the bed a week?
Not for very long. Well, you know, I've had the flu for like 2 weeks, and then you're weak, you know.
I was in the hospital a week, and I started having bed sores, my elbows, and every bone in me was cutting through the flesh, and I was in misery. Well, see there?
Yeah.
That shows you. One night you're going to get bed sores if you don't. You may be started, but you get up, and it does away.
And then it goes away, yeah. What were you doing in the hospital, anyway?
I thought I had blood poisoning. I was dying. They gave me, fed me through both my arms.
Yeah.
I hurt myself. And they didn't know what was the matter with me, and I told them it was blood poisoning, because that done red up to here, you know.
I
was dehydrated, my mouth was choking to death. Couldn't get, you know, I was, mouth swelling together, and I couldn't take no liquid or nothing.
Yeah? Well,
I was breathing like a bird, just getting about that much air down here.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, I'd have died a little bit. My hand done turned, fingernails and everything, done dead. My mama said, you know, I was dying.
That's scary.
I had a rigger, and they liked it. Took two of them to hold me on the bed.
Oh, my.
But as soon as they put that needles in me with that glucose, it wasn't 5 minutes. Well, a minute. I said, I'm going to live. My mouth got moist. I can start to breathe.
Isn't that something? Well, what happened that you got this blood poisoning?
I dropped a big old log on my finger and knocked the fingernail off.
Oh, gosh.
And
that hurts just a little.
That started hurting me.
Oh.
That was the worst pain, and it never did stop, day and night.
Oh, that hurts just to think about it.
Yeah, I was stacking wood, and I hit my hand, and then I dropped the whole thing on that. Mashed it, bursting the nerves squirted out of that finger. There's them white nerves sticking out. It took months for them things to dry up and go away. I couldn't even blow air on